Technology is making fast food come to you a little faster. Restaurant chains across the country are adopting high-tech tools like no-touch credit card readers to speed up the drive-thru. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
So it's lunchtime, and you've just placed your order for a cheeseburger and large curly fries. And as you inch towards the pickup window, you dig through your pockets and maybe the ashtray, looking for enough coins and crumpled bills to cover your meal. Before long, customers at Jack in the Box won't have to fumble for cash. Spokesman Kason Lane says the San Diego-based chain is installing new credit card readers that allow customers to pay simply by holding a credit card embedded with a special radio chip nearby.
Speed and convenience are two of the most critical factors in fast food, so we're always looking for ways to get food to customers faster and to just improve their overall experience.
Jack in the Box is not alone. According to the trade journal QSR, more than 80% of fast food restaurants launched programs in the last year to improve their drive-through speed. Industry consultant Dennis Lombardi of WD Partners says it's no wonder, since for every dollar in fast food sales, 50 to 80 cents comes through the drive-through window.
A lot of these restaurants have to make the bulk of their sales in about a 90-minute period around lunchtime. So if you can go from servicing 60 cars in an hour to 80 cars in an hour, that's 20 more transactions.
Some restaurants are now routing drive-through orders to remote call centers. Lombardi says remote operators are not only faster in many cases, but often better at selling additional items to a customer than a harried restaurant worker who's also pouring drinks and making change.
It's easier to execute for the person who is only doing the order taken in a call center than it is for someone who's also got three other major things to do.
Jack in the Box's new credit card readers may also lead to bigger orders. Tests show fast food customers tend to spend more when they're paying with plastic. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.